More towns terminate mask requirements, a stabbing over spilt milk in Holyoke, and it's opening night tonight at West Springfield's Majestic Theater for the classic play, Blithe Spirit, and it's all next.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Welcome to Thursday morning, February 24, 2022. And we can start off our program today with an old Japanese proverb. It goes like this. A man who chases two rabbits doesn't deserve one. Now, the closest equivalent proverb in English, obviously, is a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. In other words, it's best to focus on just one thing at a time, rather than have your attention scattered in multiple directions. Okay? It's my effort to help you keep your rabbits in line today. Now, here is your forecast. Goes like it goes. Partly to mostly sunny today, high 32 to 36. Well, that's a drop from yesterday. The winds are light and variable. Tonight, increasing clouds. Snow arrives close to midnight, so the French toast weather begins. Lows 16 to 22 degrees. Mayor Sarno, proud and honored to be recognized as a patriotic employer by the Office of the Secretary of Defense, Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve. The ESGR is a Department of Defense program that develops and promotes supportive work environments for service members in the reserve component through outreach, recognition, and education. Opportunities that increase awareness of applicable laws and resolves employment conflicts between service members and their employers. Many communities are about to end their mask mandates. Well, East Hampton did so just yesterday. So it is important to note that the mandate in schools will still be in place when children return from February break. The Board of Health will leave the removal of that mandate up to school officials. The next school committee meeting is set for March 8. The Longmeadow Health Department voted to replace the current mask mandate with an advisory effective immediately. The decision was announced at their meeting on Tuesday night. As for schools, the school committee has already made masking optional at the high school. The indoor mask mandate is set to lift on Monday the 28th, but that doesn't include Springfield Public Schools for now. Last week, the city had 279 COVID-19 cases, low enough for the city to lift the indoor mask mandate starting next week. But the 30 and under population, still a concern. The statewide public school mask mandate does lift on the 28th, but for Springfield Public Schools, it's in place until the end of March. Well, we've all heard the expression, no use crying over spilt milk. Well, no use stabbing anyone either. Police are investigating a stabbing at Walmart in Northampton that ended with one man taken to the hospital and another man in police custody. The two men involved were Walmart employees. Police say they got into an argument over spilled milk, which led to one stabbing the other just after 5 a.m. This was Thursday afternoon. 23-year-old Omar Rios Robles of Holyoke was arraigned on a charge of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. Robles is a maintenance worker at Walmart. They said the victim, also an employee, had spilled milk inside the store, which he did not clean up. Robles told police he cleaned up the mess, but later, Robles, the victim, and other employees went into the parking lot for a break when an argument broke out and the victim punched Robles in the face. They fought. Robles claimed he blacked out, but according to other witnesses, that's when he stabbed the victim. Here's a reminder from Holyoke. If you're looking to pay your motor vehicle excise tax, well, you can avoid lines and wait times by using the online portal, which is epay.cityhallsystems.com. And all the information needed can be found on your bill, or you can utilize the drop box located in the Holyoke Senior Center or outside the back entrance of City Hall on the parking deck. Please do not leave cash in the drop box. It is opening night tonight for the witty and urbane classic of theater, Blithe Spirit. The play graces the Majestic Theater stage in West Springfield for a run beginning tonight over the curtain at 7:30 p.m. Charles Condamine is a socialite and successful novelist who arranges for an eccentric medium and clairvoyant, Madame Arcati, to hold a seance at his home, where she inadvertently summons the ghost of Charles' first wife. Charles can see or hear Elvira. Ruth, his second wife, does not believe that Elvira exists at all. The ghostly Ruth is killed in an Elvira-devised accident, and her ghost immediately comes back for revenge on Elvira. This hilarious night in the theater runs tonight through April 3rd. Tickets available at the Majestic Box Office. Call them in the 413-747-7797. 747-7797. This is a funny play from Noel Coward. Well, thank you very much for being with us. We'll have our next new program in a snowy Friday morning here on Pioneer Valley Radio, and I thank you for being with us. Tell a friend about this Uber Western Mass program. If it's going on in Western Mass, it's going on here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.